I've been thinking about former President Jimmy Carter's legacy, thanks to my friend John, who shared his feelings on Facebook. During Carter's funeral, John noted two eulogies had been written years ago by former President Gerald Ford and former Vice President Walter Mondale. Carter outlived them both, so the eulogies were read by their sons. Then John came up with this thought, and he said, "Eulogies are public by definition, but what if we share those words with our friends and special people in our lives while they are still alive? Has anyone ever done that for you? Did you find joy knowing that you had a positive effect on their lives?" John realized that he wants people in his life to know how much they mean to him now. I agree. You can tell them in person, of course, but I can say from experience that writing it out allows an important personal release of feelings and things unsaid. It becomes a part of the record, part of their life story that's easy to reread or share. Sharing honest feelings is a gift. Jimmy Carter gave that gift. Maybe it's that perfect gift for a close friend or a family member or your partner in life. Many people in my life are important to me. Do they know that? Probably. But there should be more. There's probably a story that should be told and remembered. So put it in writing for them to read while they can. I'm Lonnie Kane, and that's my perspective.